Left is Sinister by Thomas Cranham. Read by Peter Noble. I would ask a favor of you, dear listener. It's a simple task, one that anyone can accomplish, be they young or old, man or woman, of any religion or race. I want you to cast your mind back, though not far, only to the beginning of the day, when you yawned so wide you could have swallowed a whale and stretched your arms to the stars, to the first thoughts when sleep abandoned you and consciousness returned. I need you to tell me which side you were lying on when you first awoke. See, I'm a good man. This isn't some dreadful school examination. It is but one simple question with four simple answers. You were either lying on your back, front, right side, or the left. Simple, isn't it? Not a difficult task at all. Some might say as hard as taking a breath, picking a flower, or as hard as driving a knife along your thigh so that blood runs as thick as a river. Just so you can still feel. Not difficult at all. Child's play, if you will. The thing is, I'm worried, scared, terrified. So I've done my research, looked high and low for months and days and months. I investigated the academic world and internet, in dusty libraries, leafing through fiction, nonfiction, and even children's picture books. And the conclusions worry and scare me. They have put me on the edge of a blade where I can either fall to salvation or destruction. Putting the conclusions down on paper feels wrong. It could give them life, even make them final. But I must, for they are the truth, no two ways about it. Others with more intelligent minds than I have also found that knowing which side you're lying when you awake decides who you are, whether you're a person of conscience or otherwise. A good fellow who would assist an old deer across the road, or someone who would push her in front of an oncoming car. It's all decided for you. That's the truth. The evidence is everywhere, and I can't deny it. It starts with innocent infants, new to the world, full of possibilities, who often sleep on their backs, wake and play, run around, crap and eat. And crap and then sleep on their front. They aren't consistent. You might think it's because they're young or are attempting to get comfortable. Wrong. Wrong. Wrong, wrong. There's an internal war between good and evil raging inside their tiny minds, one that will rage on for the rest of their lives with both sides winning short-lived advantages. You're laughing at me. I know you are. Think of the nights you spent as an adult, unable to sleep, counting sheep for hours until sleep finally took you, and then lo and behold, you wake up on a different side to normal. That's the war, intensifying, missiles flying, men, women, and children of good and evil being blown to pieces, and the conflict will continue until a balance is found. Questions. Yes, you will have questions, as I did. I asked myself, can good or evil take total control? Well, dear listener, we're all different, all good and evil to varying degrees. Yes, you who think you'd never hurt a fly, that you're good to the bone, you couldn't be more wrong. Evil and its thoughts are there, biding their time, waiting for the right moment to strike and urge you to lie to your closest friend, cheat on your girlfriend, slice and dice your dear, dear mother and cook her for tea, even if she tastes like gone-off chicken. Even if it's weak, evil is there. Trust me, it's there, ready to play some games, have a little fun. How can you tell who's winning the war? I'll answer your question with another. What does the Latin word sinister translate to. The left, always the left. If you wake on the left, it's bad news, terrible, not good, not good. Evil has thrown good to the floor, bloodied and broken. Evidence, Attila the Hun, Genghis Khan, Hitler, and countless others, Stalin, Himmler, Idi Amin, and Pol Pot. The list is endless, and they all had two things in common, all evil to the core and all awoke on their left side. Coincidence, you say? Rubbish. Coincidence is a word used by those who do not wish to believe the truth. The truth that waking up lying on your left means evil has the reins for a while and will hurt, maim, strangle, or murder as it sees fit. I've been told I'm waking on my left. I can't remember whether or not I have. My memories are hazy. They're the sun momentarily glimpsed behind the clouds, but recalling them is as easy as catching rain in a sieve. They'll forever be out of my reach. Last night I had a bottle or two of gin to calm my nerves, which had been shredded by Chloe's words. Who's Chloe? She's a nobody, who, unlike me, is so very confused. One minute so supportive of my conundrum, the next doing everything possible to hinder my research. A clever, beautiful young girl I met last week in a local bar, who I'd been pursuing for what seemed eons. I spied her from my dark corner where I sat with only a glass of whiskey for company. The whore was hardly dressed, her skirt no more than a belt, her top meant for a child. She showed copious amounts of smooth, pure skin that hit me like a gram of cocaine. She was an angel incarnate. I made my move. Gliding past the scum of society as blood rushed to my loins. Feeling so high, my toes barely touched the dark floor. I bought her a drink. We chatted. She smiled, and I suggested we find somewhere more private. Faces turned to watch us, the perfect couple as we left the bar. A smile, the most beautiful smile, filled her face, and her eyes sparkled with mischief. We went into an alley, and in the darkness, I took her. Chloe's parents are searching for her. I saw them on TV, faces covered in tears and snot. But if only they knew, she has no intention of leaving. Girls doing good, assisting me, loving me. And sometimes I only wish to be free of her. There I am, pulling my hair out, cutting my arms and legs, eternally worried that evil will take hold. And she's chained herself to the bed, naked, screaming at me, setting my head off, rumbling like a volcano ready to blow its top and destroy everything in its shadow. It's always the same. I end up hitting out to release the pressure so my brain doesn't explode. I don't understand why Chloe brings it on herself, the games with fists and knives and blood and screams. My head's everywhere. All I can think of is waking on my left, of evil winning the internal war. But then I contemplate. It can't be. I'm moral. I feed my dog and take her for walks and love her every day. But just in case the worst happens, that I start waking up on my left side, I have my sweet, sweet compatriot, Chloe, to watch over me every morning. So it doesn't really matter that I can't remember. Through bloodied lips, Chloe tells me I'm a saint. I'm safe and that I woke up lying on my back. She never lies. I look into her big black eyes and recognize the truth. Though each day I still ask her, only to be sure. I wish never to succumb to evil. Never, ever, ever. Dear listener, the question, though, is, do you know which side you woke up on this morning? Can you be sure, 100%? I hope so. I truly do.